Like yesterday, House Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obey announced he will not seek re-election this November, ending his 41 years as a powerful Democratic force in Congress.
I think that along the way I've made a difference for the district and the state that I represent and for the country. But there's a time to stay and a time to go, and this is my time to go.
Now joining us is John Bresnahan. He's senior congressional correspondent for Politico and my colleague in the Capitol. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, John, let me play another clip from Obey's press conference yesterday. He was half joking, but listen to this.
Frankly, I don't know what I will do next. All I do know is that there has to be more to life than explaining the ridiculous, accountability-destroying rules of the United States Senate to confused and angry and frustrated constituents.
Cantankerous and gruff and critical, that's David Obey, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, he is a... cantankerous is a very polite way of putting it. He can be a difficult man to deal with. He's a very, very bright man, but he does not suffer fools gladly.
No, he doesn't. And in Congress since 1969, since he was 30 years old. So he's had a long time in Congress to build up not only his power, but also his contempt for some of the institutions of Congress in Washington. He was a strong opponent of Bush in the Iraq War. Listen to this, John.
We're going to end the permanent long-term dead-end babysitting service.
That kind of sums him up, doesn't it?
It does. He was elected in 1969. He replaced Melvin Laird. Became defense secretary. He was always anti-war. He was anti-Vietnam. He was no fan of the first Gulf War, and the Iraq War really was something he vehemently opposed. As well as Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they voted against a resolution authorizing it initially, and he never really lessened his opposition to the war.
And he was sometimes a pain to his own leadership when people were trying to go along and get along politically with supporting the war. Obey didn't always help out, and he was powerful enough to make a difference.
No, he didn't, but he did. But you also have to he also helped Pelosi in 2007 in the last Congress when there was still President George W. Bush. He did find a formula that helped Pelosi get out of a logjam on war funding. So, I mean, he served his speaker very well. He was a very close ally with her, somebody that intellectually and politically and emotionally she relies on. So his departure will be a big loss for her.
One of the pieces of color of Obey around the Capitol is the pencil rule. You know how upset David Obey is at a hearing or on any given day by how many pencils he goes through, how many he breaks out of that front pocket of his. He just likes to show his contempt sometimes, even though it can be in a loving way at times.
Yeah, I mean, he's always, you can definitely tell when he's upset. He doesn't hide it from anybody.
Yeah, he grinds down those pencils, and he tends to grind down his opponents. He certainly ground down George W. Bush as best he could. John Bresnahan of Politico, senior congressional correspondent. Thanks for joining us to talk about the career, which is ending. Congressman David Obey, chairman of the powerful Appropriations Committee, leaving Congress after a 40-year run from the state of Wisconsin.